You're having a threesome with Jennifer Golden, Lauren Leonelli, and Rob Evers. And now, It's Complicated.
Hello, Master Daters. Welcome back for another episode of It's Complicated.
Your fave podcast for all things dating and relationships.
A one-stop pod shop for the latest trends, reality TV, and celebrity couple gossip.
Plus, everything we've got going on in our own love lives.
We're your village, and we think you can't date or relate without us.
And you should be pumped to be here because we are bringing you the expertise and guests who are filled with all the answers that'll take some guessing out of the game.
Make sure you subscribe and share our pod with your friends so we can help grow the village even bigger. You can find us at It's Complicated Podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to tell a friend.
Time to talk about our favorite reality TV shows that center around love and relationships because behind the cameras, the setup dates, and the drama, there are lessons on love that we love.
Oh, boy. And speaking of, the finale of Love is Blind has us seeing why we love this dating show. Love-hate, I think.
Yeah.
Love-hate?
Yeah. Love-hate.
Oh, love-hate the show.
Well, because there's just people on the show that you're like, what in the actual fuck? Okay, so Rob, you jumped on the Love is Blind bandwagon. And now we can like officially have our true like water cooler talk. We don't have to cue you in here. You can just like jump in and, you know, say how you feel. And you are the reality TV king over here. So I'm dying to hear what you have to say. I know we all are.
Can we do can we do a recap where you tell me the couple's name and then I do a 30-second analysis of what I thought? Because what I did was I went one through how many is there? 12? I went 1 through 12 like in like 2 days.
So you've got like overload. So we can help identify for you. Okay, so you guys, the season 6 Love is Blind is over. And I'm sad. Like I feel like I'm actually more sad than Jimmy when he saw Chelsea and then she did not look like Megan Fox, but not quite as sad as Chelsea when Jimmy called her clingy. I'm somewhere in the middle. Okay. So
Chelsea was always sad. It makes me sad.
Everything.
I want to have a button on this show that pushes and it's just her voice going, it just makes me sad.
Yeah, like I cannot watch her start a fight and then cry about it one more time.
Right.
God. Okay.
So let's go through the couples. We're going to discuss the finale, right, Jen? Like, what do you, I don't know. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, I think just in general, we have to go over all of the couples and how this all came to end through now the lens of Rob and his strong opinions. Mm. But like the first 5 minutes of the show already had us in shock.
Oh, the finale.
It was an hour and a half finale. And so all that was left by this end of this finale was two couples, right? Oh, no. Well, it started with three because we saw Jimmy and Chelsea talk about the status of the relationship and whether they were going to go through with it. And I think that was interesting to watch because how did any of the other couples avoid it or skirt around it? I'd be curious to know like whether they had sort of tipped each other off to like where they'd end up, but otherwise they're like kind of just playing house and pretending they're going to say yes and going through the motions. They're planning these weddings anyway. So Jimmy and Chelsea were chatting and she's like, so what do you think you're going to say? And he's like, what do you think you're going to say? And she's like, well, I'm going to say yes. And he's like, well, I'm not.
Well, it was more here's the thing with Chelsea and Jimmy, if I can just get into them for a second.
Yeah.
From the beginning, like when I saw Chelsea was already annoying. She was just an annoying, like squeaky person. Right. And Jess had been through a lot of stuff. And then you saw Jimmy's whole perspective between Jess and Chelsea switch. When on the same day she told him she looked like Megan Fox and then Jess told him she had a kid, right? Yes. So he made up his mind like right there. No matter if he says it was a last minute decision and everything, he was like, I don't want a kid. And at first I was like, God, this guy's a dick. Like Jimmy sucks, right? Yeah. And I was like, he's a playboy. He's like, he doesn't have any emotional intelligence as far as empathy goes, right? Like he's not answering these girls in a way that like you're like, oh, well, that's amazing that you have a child. That's amazing that, you know, blah, 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 that you're doing this with your life or that you went through that. I'm so sorry. It's like Chelsea was like, I've been married before. And he was like, And then Jess is like, I have a child. And he's like, Like, it was so cringe to watch. And I was like, this guy sucks. Like, what a dick. And then I realized as the show went on, Jimmy is a dick, but I think he's just dumb. Like, I think he's just a dumb person, like not intelligence. Like the way he acted through everything was like the way he spoke, the way he carried himself, his kind of like, like attitude was like.
Maybe not dumb, but simple. Like he also wanted nobody with baggage. He didn't want anyone with baggage.
No, but he also is just the way he reacted to stuff. And this is a common thing that, just full disclosure, I also watched the finale, the decision day of Married at First Sight last night. They both had the same type shit on the same day. They both came out yesterday, right? So I sat there and watched both and was like, God, my gender needs work. like these young kids, first of all, they shouldn't do anybody under 33 for men. Because their emotional intelligence is just not there yet. They haven't gone through the things that teach them the lessons that they need in order to be in these relationships.
But that's why they pick them, because it's a disaster to watch. So I think it's
Yeah, but also some of the men on Love is Blind, is so ironic that we were talking about we should do Love on the Spectrum meets Love is Blind, because I think most of the five that we picked that made it to the next round are a little bit on the spectrum.
See, like, that's why sometimes we would get confused which show we were watching, because we were like, wait, is everyone on the spectrum? But I think going back to, like, Lauren, what you just said about how, like, it's the disaster to watch before you join the show, the recording, I was telling Rob, I had just literally opened my phone and saw a post from, like, I don't know, one of the news outlets that basically said, Love is Blind lost the plot. Like, love is supposed to be blind, and the whole purpose of it is supposed to show that you can fall in love. But when you get to the finale and no one's in love, the show didn't succeed. Therefore, it's hard to watch it again. Like, I lost faith in the Bachelor, Bachelorette.
It should be called Love is Blind?
No, it is.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay, well, Love is Blind, the show is called Love is Blind, but they intro every show with that. When Nick and Vanessa come in, they're like, you're in this experiment to see, is love really blind? Are you going to be able to find love sight unseen? It's a question. I think that
article, casting. I blame casting then.
I think that article is like incorrect, because it is a question. It's an experiment. They call it an experiment the whole time. It's to see if it's going to work for you. And to be honest with you, it would be fucking stupid if everyone married each other at the end. This is why it's good, you guys, because you can relate. Can you not relate to being like, I would totally fall in love with this person if they were like, even though you can see them in the pods, you might be able to say, with your outside eyes looking in, like, yeah, that guy's voice sounds cool. Like, he's funny as hell. Like, and then you yourself could be like, I'm not attracted to him though. So what would happen at the reveal? Or I am attracted to him. That would be amazing. What if he wasn't attracted to me? Like,
The ultimate, couple that should have, that I think everybody was rooting for and like was the best match for the pods, for the experiment, the best match was Brittany and what was the guy's name?
Kenneth.
Brittany and Kenneth. They had everything aligned. They were the ones that were like, I fell in love with the pod. I don't care what she looks like. I don't care what she looks like. Blah, 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 blah. And then you realize that like the real world exists. Exactly. And then that's when everything fell apart. Right. And then, race does fucking matter.
Yeah.
You know, for him, you know, because it's true. Is she going to be able to raise black babies? Like, that's a hard thing for a white woman to understand, you know?
Yeah.
Well, what that's going through. When your kid comes home crying because of something that happened to him culturally, you know, you can't relate. So how are you going to navigate that? You know,
I think it's just the casting part. Like, we know this is a show and we know that now it's an X season and the people that are now on the show have seen the show before. So they get the gimmick. But like when you start to see articles coming out about like their past relationships that were really recent or whatever the case may be, or ulterior motives. And then like, even to your point, Lauren, like they cast a certain age because they will be interesting and dramatic to watch. It's like, I actually want this particular show to succeed. So when the odds are of the X amount of couples, you know, only one gets to the altar and says yes, then it, to me, it's hard to continue watching because this is the one show I want to succeed. Whereas there are other shows I'm like, oh, that's going to be actually a train wreck.
It's not only that too. It's, and you're right. We want them to succeed, but I was talking to this girl last night about it. You know, she did a whole post about Love is Blind and men and how they suck and blah, 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 blah. And then I was talking to her about it and I was like, do you watch Married at First Sight? And she was like, no, because I can picture myself doing Love is Blind. I can't picture myself doing Married at First Sight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's way more.
And I was like, that's the thing, right? It's kind of related. Like, you're never going to do it, but you want to do it. And then you want to see it work because right. you want to do it,
yeah,
right?
But I think it is. I mean, I want to see these couples succeed, but I mean, I'm also want to be entertained and I want some suspense. I don't want to know at the end of the episode that I don't want an Amy and Johnny. I mean, just selfishly from a viewer standpoint, I don't want eight Amy and Johnnies walking down the aisle. It's boring. I don't want that. I want to know, like, who's going to say what. I mean,
I told you in my reality casting experience, not that I have it, but from what I heard, remember I told you this, they cast people that are borderline passing the mental test a lot of the times.
Yeah.
Right?
And we saw that unfold here.
Yeah. And you did, because Chelsea, oh my fucking God, she will never date again. I hope that her and Jimmy made it, because the way she portrayed herself on camera and the things that she said and did, no man is going to go watch that and then go in. She's going to have to go to another country to find somebody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because she was the atypical, women are crazy.
Yes.
What the fuck are you doing? What are you talking about? Holy shit.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, let's go. Okay, so Brittany and Kenneth, we already talked about. We can also go back a couple episodes because we didn't cover 10 and 11 and then the finale. So when they broke up, that was a shock. I was super shocked. Like, we are all like, they were the stereotypical couple, like you said, Rob.
Yeah, that was one of the ones where I was like,
but whoa. You know what, you guys, you're right. Life happens, race happens, whatever other baggage you bring in happens, and love isn't enough sometimes, even when you're not on this. You could be so in love in the real world and not from Love is Blind, and marriages and relationships break up all the time. That's just not. So it's like they just, for whatever reason, there were other things that didn't align. And this is why I think, to back to the statement like that Jen was saying about wanting them to succeed, it's like there's no fucking way you can succeed. All of that. I mean,
it's also like when you look at like,
I mean, there's no
like,
way.
This is season six, right?
Yeah,
this is season six. Like, I wonder if we went back to season one and we saw like what the people were like, the technology, like a lot of people got fucked up when they got back because of their phones.
Yeah.
And like who they were texting and all that shit. Like Kenneth was on his phone.
I would have broken
all
up with
the
him
time
too.
Yeah, that was not.
And he's 25. He wasn't around 6 years ago to be doing this shit. Like, he was raised in this kind of environment.
Yeah, I think there's so many like factors that are layered in that there's no way you can just make a perfect little show that's going to put people together and everyone's going to succeed. Like, there's just no way to do that. Even if you like have some sort of formula, like there's some cool formulas here that happen, like it is actually kind of a good idea to say, listen, you're going to connect emotionally first, because maybe there's science behind, I think there is, saying that an emotional connection like precedes just a physical connection. And obviously that varies between people, but maybe there's some science behind that. And so they're trying to facilitate that and make that happen. And you do see it work sometimes, but it's also like, again, there are people like, I think Brittany and Kenneth are those type of people who might not, to me, it seemed like physical attraction doesn't, maybe it's not as high on their list, but where if this was Rob and you were choosing between Jess and Chelsea, like you wouldn't be able to do it
just based
on appearance, I'm saying, because I know Chelsea's not your type. So I'm saying just alone on that, but it seems like Brittany and Kenneth, they might be more of a type of person who can overlook some things like that, because they both said like they weren't really each other's type. So I don't know. And Amy and Johnny, like, again, that's not Amy's type, but she was like, maybe she's more apt to letting this kind of a thing drive.
I think Amy and Johnny are going to have, like, this was great. What is it? The whole thing lasts 4 weeks. I think they were like, because remember in the pod, like in the honeymoon, like we just met a couple days ago. And then they were like, it's like 3 weeks. Yeah. Ago. It's like, I think the whole thing from start to finish is like 4 weeks.
Yeah. It's fast.
So, well, I think, like, I think Johnny and Amy. August
10 days, and then it's 4 weeks, I think.
I think Johnny and Amy. Okay, so 5 weeks, basically. Sure. So Johnny and Amy, I think, like, had a cool attraction to each other. We're like, oh, you're my person, blah, 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 blah. But, like, they would bring up hard shit and then not talk about it and, like, push it off till after the wedding. Like, the fucking kids thing's a big deal. Also, having a fucking brother that you are now going to be taking care of and, like, hanging out with that's that far on the spectrum. And Amy was like, I hope one day that he can move in with us. You know, if he ever needs to, it's like, okay, well, that's something we need to talk about, because maybe Johnny's not capable of handling something like that. You know, they kind of brush back everything and they kind of played into the show, which was like, all right, we got 4 weeks. We love each other. This is still like brand new. Fuck it.
Yeah, true. You know what I mean? I didn't think about it like that. That's a good point. And also, they are like not having sex because he doesn't want her to get pregnant and she doesn't want to be on the pill. But I'm like, well, and why are you waiting for marriage then? Because they don't want kids right away. They want to wait. So are you waiting until you're ready to have kids? Like in 2 years, you're literally not going to have sex whenever that.
Well, I think AD spilled the beans on that in the last episode or the bachelor party, bachelorette party.
She said you haven't had sex. And Amy said, we're having fun.
And Amy went, AD went, don't lie to me. And then she like had her own little side interview where she's like, that girl can tell y'all all she wants that they're not doing it. I know her. They're doing it.
I wonder if it's also because she might be religious or her parents watching.
Well, probably. Like, here's the thing with Married at First Sight too. That was fucking explosive at the end. Was like, because they all broke up badly in Married at First Sight. Sorry, spoiler. They all broke up really badly in Married at First Sight, and then they put them all kind of like your pod squad, kind of put them all together at the end. And there's still a couple episodes left where they're seeing them after the decision day, and they all just started spilling the beans on each other from when the cameras weren't around. Wow. It was like, oh. You were deleting daily videos that we were supposed to be doing because you didn't look good. Oh, you don't like the fucking optics. Oh, you say that I'm a liar. You were telling me this, 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 and this. So it was almost like breaking the fourth wall, like Chelsea did.
Yes, like Chelsea did. That's a good point. Okay, wait. Speaking of bad breakups, let's get to AD and Clay. You guys, okay, we all know what happened. Like, he felt like he was trying really hard, but he had these insecurities that he was very open about. And when it came down to the game time decision, he was like, I'm not ready to get married, but he didn't want to break up with her. He was like, I want to keep being with you, but I want, like, I can't say, okay, so who?
But he also said to the camera right after or before, whatever it was, I'm not deeply in love and her finances are scary.
And then he said, I fucked up. Like after that. Listen, you could tell, I said this to that girl I was DMing too. I was like, look, Clay is a child. He's a child who is he still blames his shit on his parents. He still is like, the amount of times he was like, I don't want to cheat on you. It was like, well, then fucking don't. And stop bringing that up, you know? And then you could tell even by the way he ate his soup that he's still a fucking child. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was like, the fact that he didn't give her the hint that he was going to not do it. At least Jimmy did that. Jimmy wasn't like, I'm not going to make you walk down the aisle and fucking look like an asshole. Like, I'm going to do this now. Whereas Clay, if you really care about somebody, and I know it's the show and the producers are in your ear and all that shit, but like, if you were on the fence and like kind of didn't care about them, then fine. But you don't do that to them at the altar and then say, I want to keep dating.
I mean, it's happened before, but also at the same time, like, I know, you know, we are viewers just like everybody else, but we do know that this is a show and the premise is to get to the altar and make the decision, which I think is pretty mean, but it is what it is. That's how it's set up. But imagine if they got to the end and, like, to your point, Rob, none of those couples on Married at First Sight ended up together. But in this case, what if nobody went to the altar? Then the show would have issues. So I do wonder if they're like, can you guys just get to the altar and figure it out? Like, we need someone to say no at the altar.
AD did say, I signed up for all of the experiment. Yeah. You know what I mean? I want to get there. But then because she said that, he's like, is that really important to you? And she was like, yes. But he could have been like, well, I don't see myself getting there. And I get what you're saying. And look, Amy and Johnny, first of all, I couldn't stand Johnny.
Same. Like, the way he spoke was
yeah.
So
he had like some sort of like weird mouth like mouthing and like head.
And his
like,
dad
like,
did too.
You're like
did
this.
You see and, that his dad?
Yeah, but I think his dad just had like a speech impediment. Like Johnny had some weird like I think he's on the spectrum. But
I know.
He had
it's some, hard not to.
He had some sort of like weird like no. Right? Like, stop talking.
He had a little thing too, like a yeah. He did that.
His dad wouldn't let you talk without. Like having to acknowledge that you're talking the whole time. Yeah.
Yes.
Annoying. Yeah. And then there was fucking Jeremy.
Jeremy and Laura. Okay. Let's talk about them, you guys.
I know that you guys said that Matthew was a serial killer. Jeremy could also be a serial killer. And when Laura pointed that out about his apartment, I was like, oh yeah. Like I feel the same way. He's definitely on the spectrum.
And also red flags all over the place, like our Barstool sports thing.
I think that his cleanliness is a good thing. And I happen to be serial killer-ish like that as well. And I am not a serial killer. So there you go.
Yeah, but you have children and you clean up because otherwise it would get out of control. Oh,
it's
before that.
It's Jen. It's been this way since I was like 5. But it's called neuroses.
I mean, I can see you killing people, Lauren. I'm just saying. I could see you murdering people. And
is that a compliment?
No.
Why? Bob, if she has, she's gotten away with it.
Then you're first on my fucking list. So shut your mouth. Okay. So definitely not murdering people, but right. I think that he, is like very good at kind of talking Laura out of things, but Laura is so outspoken, or he tries to. She's so outspoken and not afraid to just be like, fuck you. Because I think some girls, they're really, really want this, or there's a lot of insecurities like Chelsea. And so she is fishing for compliments or fishing for like to be validated. And she is like lost kind of, whereas Laura is not that girl. She's like very confident and like, fuck you. If you're not it, then somebody else is by. And so Jeremy's sort of like manipulation tactics weren't really working on her. And it was kind of funny to watch, especially when it came to a head, when he went out one night, didn't come back till 6 a.m. and was with Sarah Ann. And she was just like she was not listening and taking his excuses. She was like, no, that's not okay.
So I think also we saw, like with this example, some of the cast members kind of showing the fourth wall a little bit, where they knew more than they were allowed to let on. And I think we didn't see a lot of details, but you could see it in her reaction. So like maybe producers told her things or she knew certain things. And I think she just wasn't able to say, cause she would like hint at stuff. And so her anger was like, and her decisions felt very final to your point. Like she was not taking any nonsense and yet they were still in the same house and stuff. But then like, separated and came back to that weird barbecue where people were invited to cause chaos. So I think there were more things than we saw. And some people's reactions, like even Chelsea's, I don't think she approached anything well at all. But hers and Laura's, like it just seemed way more severe than what we were seeing. So it felt like they weren't revealing all of it.
Well, okay, I know for a fact that, and this is also based alone and just internet digging and things, that there is so much footage that they do not show. They just don't have time. Like there is stuff that you, especially last season, remember when there was like a couple that broke up and somebody came back in and they met up and started dating. And then it was all, I forget their names, but there was so much you didn't see when that kid came to go get the one that got broken up with, I cannot remember his name. He, on the last season, he went to go get his tux fitted. He already knew that he had broken up with the girlfriend. He just went to the tux fitting. They just did it. Like,
listen, reality TV editing is the most important thing.
It's editing
is the most important thing because they get it. There's always people that like, that are on reality TV that are like, I didn't say that, or I didn't do that. And you're like, but the words came out of your mouth. So if the words come out of your mouth, they can edit it any way they want to, and they can edit the story any way they want.
Yeah, they're trying to tell a story, so it could have been more interesting for them to not show any footage of Jeremy out that night and not seemingly doing anything wrong.
Well, I don't think they don't follow them 24/7, right?
So I don't. Same thing. There could have been footage from that night. I don't know. I don't think that they
were. Same thing with not to go back to maps, but like one of the big thing that blew up at one of the couples was that one of the dudes was hanging out with a producer after shooting. You know, when they always mention when the cameras are off, you know, off camera. And they did that in Love is Blind. They do it in Married at First Sight. People are like acting one way when the cameras are there and they're aware of the cameras. And then they act a different way when the cameras are off. And in Love is Blind, Laura found out about it because they were out with a bunch of people, right? And then they texted Laura, you know, Sarah Ann's here. And it was that kind of thing. It wasn't like the cameras were following them around for the story.
I don't know. What I'm saying is we don't know this. We don't know what footage they're not showing us, whether it's on purpose, whether they don't have time, whether it's an editing tactic. There is definitely footage, I know this for a fact, that they don't show.
No, 100%.
Some of it is on purpose.
Laura, on the other hand, I'm kind of like Jeremy was a bumbling idiot in the pod, right? He was just a bumbling idiot who he got like Sarah Ann and him should have wound up together. But Laura, when Laura described herself as the girl that goes to a bar and does that look across the bar, like that's how I get contact. Do you remember her saying that story?
No.
Oh, she said, you know how to get a guy? It works all the time. Whenever I go to a bar, I sit there and I make eye contact with them. And I stare at them across the bar until they get uncomfortable. And then they either have to like say me or like I go over and like talk to them. And they're like, girl, you're crazy. And she's like, well, I borderline on stalker vibes, but like I know what I want. And Laura is that girl who she was going into that pod and she was going to get proposed to. Like she was coming out. It didn't matter who it was. It wasn't Jeremy. Jeremy gave her the most attention. So yes, I'm going to say yes. Right. Because Laura wanted that. And then I think Laura kind of like played the game afterwards as far as being in a relationship with him. And then she didn't want to get made look like an asshole on camera, right? Like that's basically it. I don't think she cared about Jeremy at all.
Yeah, I kind of agree.
The way he talked to her and the way he treated her and the way he just spoke in general, he had a very serial killer vibe
a superiority complex for sure, because I think he made a lot of money on his own and just kind of like thought his shit didn't stink and clearly just
the fact that he didn't go to college and that like he was like he made a lot of money when he was a teenager leads me to believe that he was definitely on the spectrum.
Okay.
And his social awareness was a lot lower.
Well, he's a dick. I mean, the way they spoke to each other in front of her parents that came over, I was like, so you guys hate each other.
It was weird. It was super weird. Everyone was weirded out by it. It was just like, okay, whatever. Well, the outcome was AD and Clay, and that's a no for me, dog. Johnny and Amy, obviously a yes. And Jimmy and Chelsea, thank God, because nobody wanted to watch that happen. And like, I don't understand why
Jimmy should have left like episode 3. 100%. Jimmy should have left episode 3 after their first fight. He should have been like, I am out.
I think
the fact that he came back was ridiculous.
My theory about him is that, and it's not 100%, I'm sure there's other things, but this is definitely part of his decision process. He was disappointed and not attracted to her, but didn't want to look like a dick and just be like, listen, I'm not attracted to you. They called the episode after their reveal, she lied to me. So, I'm just saying.
But I thought he was really sincere when he was telling him.
I thought he said,
I love you. I thought he was sincere.
I think he was digging deep to the emotional love. And I think he was not attracted to her and disappointed and trying to make those two things match up. And I think that that is why he put up with a lot. Because I think he was like, I just got to try. I just got to keep trying. When someone describes like they're homosexual and they're just trying to make their marriage work and they're telling them they love the other person and they really do love the other person, but it's just not what they want. That's him. That's what he was doing. In my opinion, I think he didn't want to look like a dick because he wasn't attracted to her. And so he held on as long as he could until he finally was just like, here's the perfect out. I think he had outs before, but he waited until that one and then was just like, peace out.
But he wasn't even out. He was like, I love you. Even to the very last minute, he was like, I love you. I want to be in this with you, but I'm not going to the altar.
So I wonder when we get to the finale, which I'm psyched for, I mean, not the finale, the reunion. I wonder if when we get to the reunion that they're still together. And I'm
going to be so flippy floppy. They so flippy floppy.
I know, but
I
like
think they were together.
Now that we're into the drama, I'm like, keep it coming, because clearly we're not going to find love on this show except for Amy and Johnny. And I'm curious to see if they even lasted or whatever, but the finale is going, I mean,
guys, there are babies being born from Love is Blind. There's like three babies.
No, we know it works, but every 90 Day Fiancé has babies. Married at First Sight has a lot of babies.
Bachelor does too. I mean, it happens, but
has babies.
Love is Blind has a little bit of a better rate.
If it was a zero record the entire time, no, then the shows wouldn't work. Right. You have to have at least one or
two.
The show works because
it's not as successful as you want it to be. That's why it works.
Right, but there has to have some, like, that's why they keep bringing back fucking Ryan and whatever her face is.
One success story.
The very first Bachelorette, you know.
Like, 20 years ago. They
keep reminding you, this can work.
Yeah,
sure. But anyway, we've got the reunion next, and I think we're all really excited to see what happens and to then share our feedback on the catastrophe that is going to evolve in front of our eyes. But, you guys listening, keep tuning in to more dating and relationship-y episodes with us, where we talk about all things reality TV, accidents waiting to happen. I mean, this is just one of many. As you mentioned, Married at First Sight and all of these other ones, there's plenty to go around. While you're listening to us, please subscribe, rate, comment, share the show with a friend. And if you want to join the class of master daters, don't forget to follow us on social media at Complicated Show. You can also find me at Jennifer Golden.
You can find me at Forever's Evers on Instagram.
And you can find me at Lauren Leonelli on all the social medias too.
Thank you for listening to It's Complicated. And now that we're going steady, come back next week for another date with Jennifer Golden, Lauren Leonelli, and Rob Evers.